This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1345, Best Non-Financial Skills and Mindset Traits Which Pay Off in Everyday Life, Part 1, by Monica of missionmoney.co.uk. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I narrate posts from a wide variety of personal finance blogs. We cover so much on this show, from saving to investing to debt reduction and so much more. So thank you for joining me today and every day. And before we get to it, have you subscribed to our other podcasts? We cover personal development, minimalism, health, relationships, entrepreneurship, and life advice on the other shows. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you get your podcasts to find them. But for now, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Best Non-Financial Skills and Mindset Traits Which Pay Off in Everyday Life, Part 1, by Monica of missionmoney.co.uk. I'll be honest with you, my childhood was a good one, but also a pretty rough one. This probably goes for most kids growing up on a working farm. Your parents are always busy, there is seemingly never enough cash, and if you don't do your chores, somebody might actually die. So like it or not, you learn a lot and you learn quickly. In today's article, I'll tell you about some of the more useful skills which have nothing to do with financial literacy, but which save me a bunch of cash in everyday life. Cooking without a recipe. The fun thing about living on a farm is that there's always some food around. But it also means that while there's always food around, you're likely to be missing ingredients that are not grown on the farm, and you might not have the cash to run to the store and buy them. In my case, I've been in the kitchen since I can remember, and I took on everyday cooking for the family as a tween. One of the things I learned pretty early on is that you can make 5 to 6 different meals with the same ingredients. For example, if you have some potatoes, a beetroot, an onion, and some carrots, you can make a veggie tray bake, a beetroot soup, a potato beetroot gratin with a grated carrot side, just add salt, pepper, and vinegar, or just mayo for the world's simplest side, or even just mashed potatoes with a side of roasted veggies, and since we had chickens, a fried egg for some fat and protein. The idea is simple. What ingredients can you afford, and how many different meals can you make with exactly the same set of base ingredients? I continue this now, making a majority of my meals with very simple, affordable ingredients, and only occasionally I splurge on something fancy. Over the years, I've learned which flavors I like, what I should keep in my pantry, and how to manage a basic ration of carbs, fiber, and protein ratios. Appreciation for clothing. I'm trying to remember an occasion where my parents would buy clothes for me outside of Christmas or birthdays past the age of 14. And I honestly struggle to find any in my memory. This doesn't mean that I had no clothes. Of course, I had things to wear, but it was also my job to take care of my clothing. One thing worth pointing out is that I grew up in Poland, a country near bankrupt because of the communism imposed by Russian occupation. And at the time of my adolescence, with 1 in 9 people living below the poverty line. So really, even if you could afford clothes, you'd want to make them last. In order for my clothes to fit properly and look nice, I learned to sew, hem, add or remove buttons and zippers, and operate a sewing machine, courtesy of my maternal grandmother, she had an ancient Singer, and a friend who happened to have a sewing machine at home. I also learned promptly which fabrics last in a wash, what's worth spending my hard-earned money on as I started earning my own money at age 12, and what is not. This knowledge and skill set came in particularly handy when I was at university, barely making enough money to pay for food, and clothes just weren't in the budget. If something tore, it would need fixing and not replacing. Now I use these skills to save a few pounds on hemming trousers and skirts, fixing small tears. Why does coat lining always tear so easily? And plainly avoiding bad purchases. Respect for everyday objects. In an economy where you have very little choice, you learn to take care of and fix things before you attempt to queue overnight to replace them. You wouldn't throw a bike away just because the chain broke. You'd just fix the chain and take better care of it next time. You wouldn't abandon a bucket just because there was a hole in it. You'd either fix the hole or use it for things which aren't liquid. Learning to respect items for the function they fulfill, learning to take care of things that belong to me, and remembering that it's usually more affordable and less wasteful, not only results in me having a nice house, it also results in me keeping a lot of money in my pocket. Example, my sofa is close to 10 years old, but it's in great condition. I spend a lot of time on it, but I make sure that if I drop anything, which might stain or spill some wine over it, which is a rare occasion, I try to drink at the table, I get it sorted right away. It's the same for everything else I own. I use it, but I try to go easy on it. It might be why if I resell a handbag or an electronic, they're always at A grade and fetching a good price. If I'm giving something away, people think it's near new. And if I keep things, they look and work well for a long time. Ability to paint walls, unblock drains, and spot house problems early. You'll hear that in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled Best Non-Financial Skills and Mindset Traits Which Pay Off in Everyday Life by Monica of missionmoney.co.uk. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I love the perspective that Monica brings to this post. She had to be resourceful out of necessity in her past, and she's putting those skills to great use today. There's a real undertone of gratitude here. She's appreciative of what she has, and so she takes care of her belongings, and in turn, they last longer. I also love the advice to focus on versatile ingredients when cooking. One thing I always have in the house is potatoes. I make roasted or baked potatoes, mashed potatoes, or potato pancakes. They're also great in omelets, stews, and even salads. A great way to shake up meals is to experiment with different seasonings and sauces. I, for one, make my own mayo and use it on sandwiches or mix in sriracha or balsamic vinegar to make sauces that I often serve over different proteins. The possibilities are endless, my friends. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day and a great weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll see you on the Sunday show tomorrow, where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.